It makes you feel so bad to see these boys and girls hitchhiking, you know, and with their sacks on their back and everything, you know.
What would you call people like that?
Hitchhikers? Hippies?
Uh-huh. What would you call the person of, especially when you're a child, the person about your age, the little girl that you were closest to?
A good friend.
Okay. And say sometimes someone about, say a freshman in college will have a senior in college, you know, someone older, try to sort of look after them, you know, take care of them. What would you call the older person like that? Did you ever hear a play mom or a play daddy?
No.
And what did you call
them? Big brothers and things like that.
What's a big brother?
A big sister, something like you're talking about, that
uh-huh.
would take care, look after them, you know.
Did they have those when you were small?
No, uh-uh.
What would you call them? The children that you played with and hung around with mostly when you were little? How did you refer to them?
As friends.
Okay. And when a new child moved into the neighborhood, was there any sort of initiation that they had to go through? Did you ever hear of that?
No.
Did you ever hear of a kind of a word game that's a little bit rough, though, and it could get obscene, where one child, particularly boys, would do it, they'd go up and they'd say something a little bit vulgar about their family, particularly their mother, maybe, or their how poor the family was, or something like that. Maybe it would rhyme. Maybe it'd be a little rhyme that they'd say to themselves. And then the other child would have to come up with something back, you know. Did you ever hear of that?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever hear of playing the dozens or capping?
No.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And sometimes a wound won't heal back right, and you get sort of a skinless growth over it. You call that? Did you ever hear some kind of flesh?
Proud flesh.
What's that like?
That's when it doesn't heal properly, or when the wound is not properly taken care of, you know, and then the other flesh gets straggly and all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They call
How can you get rid
flesh.
Of it?
I don't know. I guess you just gradually cut it off.
Uh-huh. If you had a little cut on your finger, a brown liquid medicine that stings that you could put on it.
Iodine.
Hmm?
Iodine.
Okay. What about a real bitter medicine people used to take?
People used to take?
Yeah, for malaria or... sometimes they take it for fever.
Quinine.
Did you have to take that?
No, I've never taken it.
If someone was shot and didn't recover, you'd say the doctor did all he could, but still the man
died.
Any nicer ways of saying died?
Passed away.
What about a joking way of saying that?
Kicked the bucket.
Okay. And you'd say, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died. And a place where people are buried.
Cemetery.
Any other names for that?